Well, glad you could join us. 8:35 Tuesday morning here, Paul W. Smith Show. So much going on in the sports world. Where to even begin? On, off the field. Who better to begin with than a guy that makes plays 24/7? WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney. Get in here, Courtney.
Get in there, Sean. How are you, lad? Good morning once again, my friends. The conversation I'm going to have with Mr. Bilesian, brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. You know the Motor City Kitties are back. Nice night last night in Kansas City. I digress. Performance Remodeling is in the game with their $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com. Step up to the plate today for a chance to win Performance Remodeling's $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Well, more bad news, Sean, for the University of Michigan and their football program as Glenn Shemmy Schembechler, of course, the son of longtime Michigan head coach Bo, issued an apology Sunday night for offensive actions on social media that led to his resignation from the football program. This going down Saturday evening. Yeah, he comes out with the announcement, but obviously the damage already had been done. Now, Glenn is 53 years of age, should have known better, certainly, in the positions that he has held throughout his football career. He steps down just 3 days after he was hired as Michigan's assistant director of football recruiting. Now, his statement conceded that he engaged in, quoting here, flippant behavior on Twitter, which included numerous offensive and insensitive posts, including several suggesting slavery and Jim Crow, had the positive effect of strengthening black individuals and families. Sean, more has been uncovered with the social media situation as it is. Social media, according to this report, a digital x-ray exposing what really drives individuals. And according to most, you delve deep enough and you'll discover what lies beneath the surface. Did not take very much work at all. As recently as earlier this year, Schembechler was liking posts that denigrated African Americans, used African tribal imagery to mock House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, promoted posts that excused Jim Crow and slavery as character-building exercises. Over the course of 3 days, Schembechler attempted to clean up his feed by unliking over 1,000 tweets. And that's just the way it goes. And here's a guy who is coming back to Michigan to recruit fine African-American athletes, Sean. At the end of the day, Schembechler has had a long-time NFL career as a scout, most recently with the Las Vegas Raiders until this past February. He has also scouted for Washington, Chicago, Kansas City. Schembechler spent more than a decade working for Washington's organization. And, Sean, it just kind of gets crazy because on May 17th, Schembechler tweeted, "I'm beyond honored to return home to at UMich football. Go Blue always and forever." Obviously, athletic director Ward Manuel, head coach Jim Harbaugh, not much of a decision in releasing Glenn Shemmy Schembechler. Unbelievable, really?
It really, Steve, unbelievable. And I think you said it best early on. And I think I can speak for both of us. Listen, social media is unfortunately a necessary evil, in my opinion, with our jobs. But it's something, man, you have to be cognizant of what's going on out there. Not only what you're liking, what you're saying, but quite frankly, what people are saying you're saying. It's inexcusable to me. It really is. It's unbelievably mind-numbing.
Well, you know, in this day and age, you certainly have to be cognizant of what you post, because once you do that, you can't take it back. It's there for public edification. And there I go again using $5 words. At the same time, everyone has a video camera these days. So, you know, moving forward, it would be a good rule of thumb to understand what the situation is. But the saddest part of the whole deal, and I just listed Glenn Schembechler's resume as it applies to the great game of football. He goes back to where his dad had such an impact. And the question I have, again, the dude is 53 years of age. He didn't think for a single second, knowing who he is, that this stuff would eventually come back to bite him in the behind.
Mm.
Because there are people, Sean, and you know this as well as anybody, this is what they do. If you get somewhere, they're going to check out exactly what it is that drives you on social media.
Yep.
And apparently, that's exactly what happened here. Now, his resignation is the second embarrassing incident involving a member of Harbaugh's staff this offseason. Back in January, you recall, Michigan fired co-offensive coordinator Matt Weiss in connection with a criminal investigation into computer access crimes that occurred at Schembechler Hall. Then you throw in the Mozzie Smith situation. And, you know, if you're Michigan AD Ward Manuel, you've had a lot of fires to put out recently.
It is odd. Steve, there's so much going on. I mentioned it when you came on, and I know you're all over it. Lakers get swept by the Nuggets last night in the NBA playoffs. The Denver Nuggets advancing to the NBA Finals, and now the R word being tossed around about LeBron. I'm not going to get into the Michael Jordan argument or anything like that. It just seems like every time his name's mentioned, somebody wants to go down that road. Let's just call LeBron what he is, one of the greats. Now, allegedly, he's really contemplating if this is it.
Yeah, kind of a storybook season for the Lakers. They were written off early. There was no vibe at all. They end up getting into the postseason as a 7 seed, and LeBron takes them to the Western Conference Finals. And, he's still playing at a very high level. For him to throw around the retirement word, he scored 40 points last night, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it happening. But look, LeBron James has got so much going on. Similar to Magic Johnson. I mean, the dude's a businessman, too. And does it eventually get to a point where you just say, you know what? I've done pretty much everything I can do here, and I know that it's a goal of his to play with his son, which would be kind of interesting. I don't know. Maybe, just maybe, at the end of the day, he says, look, I've seen enough.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, I don't think that that's going to happen because I think LeBron James is too much of a competitor.
I agree with you 100%. I do not see it. No. Nope, I'm with you.
But then again, Sean, he just completed his 20th NBA season. And we've discussed it time and time again. Father Time waits for no one.
No.
And, you know, we'll see what happens with LeBron James.
Florida Panthers, one win away from advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, by the way, as an 8 seed, only once as an 8 seed won it all. That was the Kings back in 2012. But, Stevie, what an incredible story the Florida Panthers have been. It's remarkable. This is a team that was languishing just a couple months ago. But to put it mildly, Steve, they've been playing playoff hockey for about 2 months and fighting for their lives. And, boy, it sure looks that way as this incredible march continues for the Panthers.
You know, they didn't qualify for the postseason until, what, the last couple, 2-3 days of
yep.
the season. And they are certainly taking advantage of it. I find it very interesting that their head coach, Paul Maurice, actually coached the Hartford Whalers. How ironic is this, Sean?
Amazing how
There's,
that works out.
Some indications that Hartford may get back into the NHL.
Oh, love that song. That Brass Bonanza, that goal song that they played, Stevie, was wonderful. Now, I've been enjoying it, and playoffs, of course, continue tonight as well. Steve, always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, make a play. Would you today, Sean?
I'll do my best. Get in there. Get some. Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst, kindly joining us on a Tuesday morning here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Glad you can join us as well, 760 WJR.